Greetings again, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and this is the Mind of God program emanating from Think About It. .org. Today's recording date is Mother's Day, Sunday, May the 8th, 2011. And we're going to continue on this theme of giving analysis and examination to the synagogue of Satan and how they are using what we would call false flag operations. They use these incidents to cause us to be maneuvered into supporting their wicked plans for destruction of the human family and destruction especially of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Listening to people like Webster G. Tarpley, listening to brothers like Solomon Commission, I will have these links. Listening to Flashpoints, listening to KPFA, listening to Hard Knock Radio with Davey D. He interviewed Reverend Jeremiah Wright just this week. Getting a better perspective on this Osama bin Laden so-called assassination event. And listening to all of this collectively, I'm giving you some thoughts that came from all of these programs this week. I have the links on the summary page. But consider this, sisters and brothers. 911 was a false flag operation orchestrated by the CIA in order that that act of terror committed by the United States of North America Empire, CIA, that act may be pinned on that one or those ones that we deem enemies. Frightening us, getting us to support already pre-made plans to go to war in Afghanistan and then Iraq and then moving over into Pakistan, not for the benefit of the people, not to have a war on terror, but in reality to have a war on the oppressed, so that the land, the wealth, and the resources may be taken out of the control of the people and put into the hands of the synagogue of Satan, Gog and Magog, the ruling class and ruling families, the house of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. This is about pipe deals and oil deals and energy deals. This is about disconnecting the people from having control over the land that the people made in Pakistan, make a deal with Afghanistan, make a deal with China, make a deal with Iran, the synagogue of Satan, the ruling class and ruling families of the United States of North America, Britain, France, Italy, Israel, want to make sure that they have control over the pipelines and whatnot. Now, Democracy Now! Headlines. And I'm tying this into some of the information that I heard on the programs that I stated earlier. Pakistan discourages Afghanistan president from partnering with the United States. The Wall Street Journal reports Pakistan is lobbying Afghanistan president Hamid Karzai against building a long-term strategic partnership with the United States. Karzai is being urged to grow closer to Pakistan and China. At a meeting on April 16th, Pakistani Prime Minister Yusuf Raza reportedly told Karzai that the Americans had failed them both and that Karzai should forget about allowing a long-term military presence in his country. Now, Brother Webster Tarpley, commenting on these events, telling us and informing us that even though for a time many nations, such as Pakistan, Afghanistan, and other nations, have played the game with the United States of North America, now many of those nations are growing tired of playing games and playing the game with the United States of North America empire. Many of these nations and heads of state of these nations are tired of just being a vassal for the ruling class and ruling families, and now they want to strike out independently on their own. So we see that the Pakistani Prime Minister Yusuf Raza wants Karzai of Afghanistan to break from America, kick the military out of Afghanistan, America's military, and unite with Pakistan and further unite with China and probably further unite with Iran and make independent economic decisions apart from Britain, apart from the United States of North America, and so on. Well, what is wrong with that? People should have the choice, the ability to make friendship with those that they want to make friendship with. But the ruling class and ruling families of the United States of North America empire, through the Obama administration, do not want nations to act independently. The ruling class and ruling families of the United States of North America empire, of Britain, of Israel, and so on, the synagogue of Satan, the house of Rothschilds, and the Oppenheimers do not want nations to act independently. So what possibly could happen? This so-called Osama bin Laden assassination, and now certain of sisters and brothers in America, citizens, are afraid of so-called retaliation. Well, what type of retaliation could come to fruition? Whatever could happen, it will be another false flag operation orchestrated by the CIA. Possibly, I'm hearing talk of a dirty bomb or some type of weapon, nuclear weapon, some type of nuclear bomb set off. But this will be orchestrated by the CIA and blamed possibly on Pakistan. The stage is being set that the CIA, on behalf of the synagogue of Satan, ruling class, ruling families, create a terrorist act, blame it on Pakistan, blame it on some other enemy to justify continuing the war on terror, which in reality is a war on the oppressed. That's why we have to unite and break the power of the synagogue of Satan. We have to become wise and understand that there is a puppeteer pushing buttons and causing puppets to react and act with the intent of frightening us into supporting wicked actions already planned. Be wise, sisters and brothers. Rise above all of these false flag operations, these drills in which the drill is turned live and is all orchestrated by the CIA and the synagogue of Satan in order to maneuver us into supporting wicked action. Your Bible in Revelation talks about a great number of soldiers coming out of the east, and because the Christian preachers always preached America as being good, it was preached that those coming out of the east may come from China, since China is able to field such a great number of soldiers that wicked, I'm speaking how the preachers would preach, that the wicked Red China would come and attack America or attack Israel. But we have to rise above the different political mentalities of preachers and organizations and whatnot, and see that whatever would happen would be a reaction to what the United States of North America is doing. And do not just automatically look at China and Iran as an enemy, but look at the geopolitics going on with wisdom, and see that the world is reacting to the terrorist acts committed by the United States of North America Empire, Britain, France, Canada, and so on and so forth, and that the other powers are reacting to the empirical actions of the United States of North America, Europe, and Israel. Let's continue further with some other issues and then get back into the book of Revelation. Obama meets with United Arab Emirates Crown Prince despite human rights criticisms. So here we see that President Obama met with Crown Prince Abu Dhabi and Deputy Supreme Commander of United Arab Emirates Forces Mohammed bin Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan at the White House a couple of Tuesdays ago, despite criticism from human rights groups over the recent crackdown on dissidents across the United Arab Emirates. Sisters and brothers, you see that this humanitarian intervention in Libya is absolutely hypocritical, because here is the United Arab Emirates committing what one may call atrocities against their citizens. You see that citizens in United Arab Emirates are being cracked down upon and arrested and so on and so forth. But Obama's not saying let's go into United Arab Emirates to bomb that government, because apparently the leadership in the United Arab Emirates are yet doing the bidding of the ruling class and ruling families. So we're becoming wise, sisters and brothers. We have to see this hypocrisy and not fall for the okey-doke and support bombing and killing and celebrating death. Representative Ryan faces angry constituents in Wisconsin over plan to privatize Medicare. Representative Ryan went back home to have hearings or meetings with his constituents. And those sisters and brothers, most of them, it looked like Caucasian, said, you know, we don't like what you're doing with Medicare. None of them were talking about Osama bin Laden, because they know, we know innately that Osama was not the problem. The problem is heads of state, the Obama administration, the Senate of the United States of North America, the House of Congress of the United States of North America, all of them doing the bidding of the ruling class and ruling families and destroying that which the people need. Next headline. Major banks profited from bailout. The Huffington Post is reporting a newly released study from the Congressional Research Service bolsters claims that the nation's largest banks profited off the federal government's bailout programs by borrowing cash for next to nothing, then lending it back to the federal government at substantially higher rates. The report was requested by Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders, who likened the loans to direct corporate welfare to big banks. You didn't hear Osama bin Laden's name at all, because he was not the enemy. He was nothing but a CIA asset anyway. And this was a fictitious narrative given to us to take our eyes. The assassination of Osama bin Laden was a fictitious narrative so that we may take our eyes off the reality that the banks profited from the bailout. They borrowed cash for next to nothing, then loaned it back to the federal government. So what we see is we have to take control of the Federal Reserve banking system and nationalize it and take it out of the hands of the Rothschilds. Take it out of the hands of that house of Rothschilds who are the synagogue of Satan, so that we may issue our own money and eliminate debt and eliminate economic slavery. BP reports $7 billion profits amid rising gas prices. You don't hear Osama bin Laden's name mentioned here. In business news, oil giant BP is reporting it made $7 billion in the first quarter of the year, a 17% increase in profits. BP's profits come at a time when the price of a gallon of gasoline has topped $4 in many parts of the country. On Tuesday, Obama called for an end to $4 billion in tax breaks for the oil and gas industry. Look how Obama is vacillating on all sides of the issue. On the one hand, when he ran for president, he said he wasn't going to give tax breaks to the wealthy and corporations and whatnot. He gets into office, he capitulates, because that is what the plan was in the first place. That's why the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers approved the presidency and the selection of Barack Obama, because they planned for him to capitulate to the wealthy, to the ruling class, to the corporations, and that's what he did. Now, he's running for election again in 2012. The campaign is slowly gathering steam, so now he's talking about not going for the tax breaks and ending tax breaks. No, we're wise. God is with us. Jesus is our mentality, which is justice and deliverance and liberty. And we see the capitulation. We see the compromise, and we can't go for that anymore. But notice that in the write-up concerning BP's profits, no Osama bin Laden, because Osama was not the problem. The problem is with the ruling class, ruling families, the banks, the corporations. The problem is that our head of state has capitulated and compromised and continued to compromise and bend over and acquiesce to the ruling class and ruling families. Now, this is some good news. Vermont Senate okays single-payer health care system. The state of Vermont has moved one step closer to becoming the first state to establish a single-payer health care system that guarantees coverage to all citizens. On Tuesday, which is a couple of Tuesdays ago, from March the 8th, Mother's Day 2011, Vermont's Democratic-led Senate voted 21-8 to support the health care bill. The Vermont House has already passed a similar measure. Once the two bills are reconciled, Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin is expected to sign the bill into law. So, sisters and brothers, we want this nationwide, and we want this worldwide. Every human being has a divine right to health care. And remember when that was the national issue, how Barack Obama capitulated to the health care industry, the medical industry, the pharmaceutical industry, and the little weak bill that was passed, although it does some good, it does not meet the divine standards of the Most High, that the Most High has for the divine human family. So we say, go ahead, Vermont, and we say to the other 50 states in the United States of North America, do the same. Make health care available to the masses of the people. Let me see. Justice Department drops investigation of domestic wiretapping whistleblower. There was a Thomas Mann who worked for the Justice Department, blew the whistle on wiretapping. And for a time, even into the Obama administration, the government was prosecuting him, but they have now dropped that against him. And I'm happy for Brother Thomas Mann letting us know about domestic wiretapping under the Bush administration. And so we wish that others who would stand up and tell the truth would not be prosecuted by the government, but would be raised up as standard bearers, because we need to know the truth. We're going to take our basically last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break. Greetings again, my dear beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is emanating from thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And what we're going to do is gone back into the book of Revelation and gone back and see what we can learn on this Mother's Day, May the 8th, 2011. I want to big up mothers and big up women and big up the feminine and big up the female, because I am thankful unto the Most High for my Holy Spirit mother, and I am thankful for my earthly mother as well. And I'm thankful for all women and females and sisters and mothers all over the earth. Now, Ezekiel chapter 39 and 29. Neither will I hide my face more from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. Sisters and brothers, I am appealing to mothers. I am appealing to women. I am appealing to females and the feminine side of the human family. Break the mental chains and come forward and take your rightful place in leadership all over the earth. Not in the manner of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Not in the manner of the United States representative to the United Nations, Susan Rice. Not in the manner of former security advisor Condoleezza Rice. Not in that manner, but in the manner of Harriet Tubman, in the manner of Sojourner Truth, in the manner of Fannie Lou Hamer, Mary Cloud Bethune, in the manner of Susan B. Anthony, those Caucasian sisters that were part of the suffrage movement, in that manner, in the manner of women who really stood up and stood up for freedom, justice, and equality. Because the synagogue of Satan wants to kill your children and use your children to kill other children of other mothers. So women, you need to come forward with the spirit of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is feminine. She's our mother, Ruach HaKadosh. And now, in this scripture, verse 29 of chapter 39, God say, I will not hide my face anymore. And that word coming out of hiding has to do with escaping this calamitous system that is nothing but destructive to the human family. That means our consciousness is raised to the God consciousness, to the Christ consciousness, understanding the knowledge hidden in the universe, in the creation, scientific, spiritual knowledge that will cause us to break the power of this calamitous system emanating from the synagogue of Satan, Gog and Magog. How will we do so? For I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. Who has poured out the spirit? Lord God. Who is Lord God? It's Adonai, Yahweh. Adonai is coming from the Egyptian Aton. Adonai, Atadna, Atonai, Adonai, Adon, Aton, having to do with this S-U-N, the physical light, but causing us to understand spiritual light, which illuminates our mind. Yahweh is mother and father, because there is no life without father and mother. And Yahweh means the self-existent one that exists all by the self of that one. And there is no existence without life, and there is no life without father and mother. Numbers chapter 11, Moses addresses Yahweh using the attributes of mother and father. Says, I have not conceived these people. He saw in Yahweh mother. Says, I have not begat these people. He saw in Yahweh father. So Yahweh is father and mother. Now, says, I have poured out my spirit. The word spirit in the African Hebrew language is ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It is feminine, referring to the feminine entity, normally the Holy Spirit, but since the S in spirit is small or lowercase, it is referring to the spirit of women. Holy Spirit is feminine. She's our mother. But now, her spirit is coming through the spirit of earthly women, earthly mothers. So this is talking to you, women, no matter your color. Your spirit, your knowledge, your wisdom, your understanding, your expertise, your characteristics, your attributes must come to the fore. Women, you symbolize wisdom and morality and justice. All of these you are symbolic of. And these attributes are missing in leadership, because you have nothing but men in leadership, disconnected from the influence of the feminine, the female, the woman, the mother, and is wreaking hell and havoc all over the earth. So women, the spirit of women, poured out my spirit, poured out women influence all over the house of Israel. We black men and women are the original African Hebrew Israelite nation, and we love women. We elevate women. And so when we come to this understanding and elevate the woman into the place that she divinely has a right to occupy, then we will see that we will overturn the workings of Satan and break the synagogue of Satan. We will see God coming out of hiding. We will see our way out of this calamitous system that is destructive of the human family and destructive of the oppressed. Now, coming out of hiding, Elijah Muhammad said that when he met with Farad Muhammad, and Farad Muhammad began to teach Elijah Muhammad about the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, the weight of the earth, the circumference of the earth, the weight of the waters, the weight of the mountains, and all of this teaching that Farad Muhammad gave to Elijah Muhammad. Elijah Muhammad said, I have seen God face to face, meaning that the wisdom, power, and knowledge of God in Farad Muhammad was teaching Elijah Muhammad. So you see, Elijah Muhammad's consciousness was raised so that he was able to see God in a man. Elijah further said, whenever he sees a black man and woman, he's looking at God. What did that mean? Because black folk were taught that we were nothing. And like Jesus did in the Bible, he said to the Hebrew people, the African Hebrew people, ye are all gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. So Elijah Muhammad mirrors that teaching. The consciousness is raised to the God, the Christ consciousness. The last two chapters of the book of Revelation teaches us about the Lord and the Lamb, which is Christ, leaving heaven and coming down to earth. This is that day of the manifestation of the Lord and the manifestation of the Lamb, which is Christ. That manifestation in the people and our consciousness raised up to where we can see the Lord, God, and Christ and the Lamb in the whole of creation, the whole of the universe. And we, when we raise our consciousness, will manifest Christ. That's why this Osama bin Laden fictitious narrative was brought before us, because they know. They know this is the prophetic time of the manifestation of Christ in the people, and the uprisings of the people all over the earth are that manifestation of Christ in this time, as the leadership in the time 2,000 years ago knew that it was time for the Messiah Christ to appear. It is the same time in this time. It is time for the Messiah Christ to appear. And when we see the people rising up, I'm not talking about those Al-Qaeda rebels in Libya. I'm talking about the masses of the people rising up in Africa, Asia, Central and South America, Mexico, Australia, New Zealand, America, all over. You see the masses of the people being fed up with a wicked system. So with that mentality, which is the Jesus mentality, the spirit to break the power of the synagogue of Satan, we see the people rising up. Now, in that rising up, the Lord, Christ, the Most High Father and Mother, and Christ leaving heaven and manifesting right here, right now on this earth. Says the last two chapters of the book of Revelation, and we're going to get to those chapters in due time, but we're just talking about that right now. The Lord, the Lamb, which is the Christ, and the temple will leave heaven. What I'm saying is, you know that the temple is also styled as ourselves. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost, the temple of God. And so that temple will be us. We will be the temple. When we sit and talk to each other, we will be in church. We will be in synagogue. We will be in mosque, in cathedral, because ourselves will be the temple. Our physical, our divine physical bodies will be the temple. New Jerusalem, those last two chapters say, New Jerusalem will be the bride of the Lamb, which is Christ, and New Jerusalem will leave heaven. I'm saying again, we are the New Jerusalem. We are also styled as the bride of Christ. You see how the symbology of the feminine, the symbology of the female is used. That's why the Spirit, the Lord, will pour the Spirit upon the house of Israel. And that Spirit, in this case, that S is a lowercase s, causing us to understand that the woman, the earthly mothers, the earthly females, the earthly feminine will come to the fore, but empowered by the Most High Mother, the Holy Spirit. So we will be the bride of Christ, and New Jerusalem in the New Testament, Book of Revelation, is called the bride of the Lamb, which is Christ. So I say to us that we are New Jerusalem. We are the bride of Christ. What does Jerusalem mean? Jerusalem means founded in peace. So this means that we will be the foundation for the kingdom of God in heaven, which is universal peace. And Elijah Muhammad, again, in his paper, said that we understand and believe and know that in the last days, Allah the Father will establish a universal peace, that we all may live in peace amongst and with each other. And so this is that day and time of that manifestation. This is the day and time of the manifestation of Christ in the people. We, the revolutionaries, we, the Christ people, we, the Yahshua people, we, those rising up with the Spirit to break the synagogue of Satan, to free and deliver and liberate the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We are that new Jerusalem. We are that last day Jerusalem in our person. Jerusalem founded in peace. We will be that foundation of peace. We are the new Jerusalem. We are the bride of the Lamb, which is Christ. We are they who will understand that God is no longer in hiding. God, the Most High, has come out of hiding. We, as we raise our consciousness, we will see God face to face, in that we will see God and Goddess, Father and Mother, completely manifesting within our persons. When we talk to our wives and husbands and spouses, we will see God in our spouses. When we talk to our children, we will see God in our children. When we talk to our neighbors, our sisters and brothers in church, in mosque, in cathedral, in synagogue, we will see the Most High. We will see Christ. We will see New Jerusalem. We will see the temple totally manifested within ourselves. This is that time. And this is why the synagogue of Satan is desperate. So desperate that they raise Osama bin Laden back to life and present him to us as Barabbas, a distraction. In the New Testament, they gave the people Barabbas so that they could kill Jesus. That means distract the people so that justice can be killed. But justice crushed the earth will rise again. The arc of the universe is long, but it bends toward justice. This is the time of Jesus manifesting in the people. This is the time of seeing God face to face. This is the time of escaping this wicked, calamitous system. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.